God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Does God ever ask you to do something you cannot do? Well, Pharaoh surely did. Pharaoh asked the children of Israel to make bricks without straw. He asked them to do as much work, perhaps more, with even fewer resources. So does God ever do that? Does God ever ask you to do something you cannot do? Well, an easy answer would be to say, no, God will never ask you to do something you cannot do. And yet, an honest look through the Bible gives us many illustrations of people who responded in obedience to God's telling them to do something they could not do. One such example is found in Exodus chapter 3, where God told Moses to go stand before the most powerful man in the world, Pharaoh, and tell Pharaoh to let the people of Israel go. Verse 11 says, "And Moses said unto God, Who am I that I should go into Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt?" That was a valid question. God, you're telling me to do something. Who am I? Why are you asking me? Now, I will say this. There's a difference between asking, who am I, and asking, who is the Lord? In Exodus 5:2, Pharaoh kind of dismissively says, hey, who is the Lord that I should let the people of Israel go? I don't know him. I don't acknowledge him. Moses, on the other hand, said, God, who am I? You know, God answered both Pharaoh's question and Moses' question with the same mighty works. It's just that it was a lot harder on Pharaoh questioning God than on Moses questioning himself. There's a difference between questioning who am I and questioning who is the Lord. And yet, God never answered Moses' question. Numerous times in the following verses, God said, Moses, I will. I will. I am. I will. God never answered Moses' question because it was beside the point. Moses was nobody, and that's one of the reasons perhaps God commissioned him. Moses, your part is to obey. My part is to enable. So God will frequently ask you to do things you cannot do, but God will never ask you to do something that He cannot do. You know, there's a difference between can and should. Should does things that can never could. If you're constantly asking yourself, well, can I do this? You'll never do half the things you should do. But if you ask yourself, should I do this? Okay, when you should do something you can't do, then that leads you to depend upon the God who is giving you guidance and will give you everything you need to do that you cannot do. When you do what you should, God will do what only He can. God never says to anyone in the Bible, hey, you can do it. You think you can't do it, but you can do it. God never does that. But rather, He says, I am with you. Moses' question belied a truth. Moses was incapable, but God is capable. And God said, I will be with you. I will be with your mouth. And friend, God will be with you today. God will never ask you to do anything that He cannot do.